With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration has launched a new website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs at significantly lower prices. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
President Trump unveiled the website, which will allow Americans to buy prescription drugs directly from manufacturers at a discounted rate.
This launch represents the largest reduction in prescription drug prices in history by many, many times.
He said pharmaceutical companies have agreed to match the lowest price offered in other countries. Weight loss drugs, insulin, inhalers, and fertility drugs are among the more than 40 medications currently available. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. and Russian talks in Abu Dhabi have led to a resumption of military communications between the two countries.
The agreement emerged from a meeting between senior Russian and American military officials in the capital of the United Arab Emirates, according to the U.S. military in Europe. High-level military communication was suspended in 2021 as relations between Moscow and Washington became increasingly strained ahead of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Meanwhile, talks in Abu Dhabi between American, Russian, and Ukrainian officials on ending the war entered a second day. I'm Karen Shamas.
Authorities say three people were killed and six others hurt after a 92-year-old driver collided with a bicyclist and then slammed into a grocery store in Los Angeles. The fire department says the crash was reported shortly after noon at a 99 Ranch Market in the city's Westwood neighborhood. Officials say three victims, some of whom were trapped beneath the vehicle, died at the scene. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 592 points. This is SRN News. A big change at the Department of Health and Human Services.
Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says faith-based addiction recovery programs will now be able to get federal grants. Of drug addiction, Kennedy says, quote, "It's a physical disease, it's a mental disease, it's an emotional disease, but above all, it's a spiritual disease, and faith-based organizations play a critical role. Christian homeless shelters often provide addiction recovery services, and they too will be able to seek federal funding." Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi has announced two more arrests following an anti-government protest in a Minnesota church last month, bringing the number of people arrested to nine. In a social media post, Bondi named the latest two arrestees as Ian Austin and Jerome Richardson. A grand jury in Minnesota has indicted all nine on federal civil rights charges of conspiracy and interfering with First Amendment rights of worshipers. SRN News. Tech and Bitcoin take a bite out of the markets.
Sharp drops hit Wall Street as technology stocks sank and Bitcoin plunged again to roughly half of the record price it set in the fall. Several discouraging reports in the job market also knocked Treasury yields down in the bond market. The S&P 500 fell 1.2% Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 592 points. That's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.6%. Bitcoin fell below $64,000. Gold and silver prices fell again. Markets also closed lower in Europe and Asia. Seth Sutel, New York.
Google's latest quarterly report provided further evidence that its internet empire is withstanding an artificial intelligence shakeup that's turning into another potential boon for the company. It's the third consecutive quarter sales have boosted. More details at SRNNews.com.